Here are some of my thoughts on writing and life for March 2024. Over the past few weeks, I've been reading Monty Don's The Complete Gardener and found myself thinking of having a garden again. Perhaps it was the warmer weather, at least warm for March in Ohio. Or perhaps it was the bare space beyond the French doors of my office that almost cried out for vegetation. Tomatoes, peppers, Swiss chard, perhaps a row or two of lettuce and spinach, along with a living border of climbing vegetables, peas, and beans. I've had a garden very nearly every year, but this time I've been debating about it, the time, the cost, the energy it takes from start to finish. From the early months of preparing the soil through the growing season, to the final stage of clearing it out and making sure the bed is ready for the next year's efforts. It's a lot of work with no promises and no guaranteed outcome. And in many ways, it isn't all that different from my writing life. Writing, like gardening, takes a lot of effort and time, and like gardening, has no promised result. Both start with the same ingredients, for want of a better word, the seed of a plant, of an idea, the space, a bit of dirt, the blank page or screen, the hope that the plant or piece will grow. Then comes the work, digging through the soil, through the imagination, cultivating, with fertilizer, with books about writing, weeding, removing the unwanted intruders, whether weeds or negative thoughts, and then, if I'm very, very lucky, enjoying the fruits of all that labor, the juicy tomato, the satisfying story. You know, I do some of my best creative thinking when my hands are deep in the soil, and with each seed I set in the ground, I tell myself that it's possible to bring something to life, to grow a strong and sturdy plant from such a tiny thing. It's a hope, a belief I hold on to when I start to write. Each time I set myself in front of my laptop or pick up a pen in my journal, which is where this piece originated, I tell myself that it is possible to grow a story from such a minuscule spark of imagination. I tell myself that age, mine and that of older writers, doesn't limit what can be created, that this creative fertility only requires confidence, desire, passion, none of which are limited by the stage of life we've attained. So this year, I'll make my garden. This year, I'll write another novel, perhaps even prepare a bed for another collection of short stories. Do I know the outcome? Will I be picking peppers and tomatoes next fall? Will I finish my manuscript, have a few short pieces drafted? I don't know, but I hope so. And that hope will carry me through the long, arduous, backbreaking effort it takes to have a garden, to write my stories.